someone by your side? Do you see someone by your side? Do you believe the person by your side is a gift from God? A gift from God. If you believe it's a gift from God, say with me, thank you, God. Thank you for my neighbor. Say with me, thank you, God, for the person by my side. Yourself, are you seeing yourself? Like you're seeing yourself now? You're seated down here. No matter the worries, the ups and downs, the things that you were not able to accomplish yesterday and last week, but you're in presence of God this morning to say, thank you, God. So say with me, thank you, God. Thank you, God. There are people who would love to be where you are right now, but friends, they could not. There are people who saw you driving down this morning from wherever you were coming from. They knew you were going to church. They saw you walking out of the door, but there are things holding them back. They couldn't come, and they would not be able. And they don't know, last they saw themselves inside the church to praise and worship God. Today, I titled my reflection, The Attitude of Giving Gratitude. You want to listen to me this morning? And I know you are ready. And I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar, draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you were, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you were, in your dwelling place, O Lord. And he says, I just want to be where you were, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, Lord, and surrounded by your glory in your presence. That's where I always long to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. That's why I said in the beginning, there are people who would love to be here to worship with God this morning, to praise God, to give thanks, but they were not able. Either day, someone need to bring them and the person is not ready. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Friends, give thanks in your heart to God. Give thanks to the grateful one. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. And say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Friends, I want to worship this morning, beginning with the first reading, when Naaman went to the prophet and said to him, are you the prophet? Probably they have a lot of dialogue. They talk about how is this healing going to be possible. And then the prophet said, just go and birth. Take your birth 3 times. And Naaman feel like, oh, what the hell? Is that why I travel all the way from Syria to come to this place? He's an Assyrian, you know. And then the servant of Elisha said, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you have not done that? Or wouldn't you have, you should have done that? He said, yes. He said, why not just do the simple things? Friends, God is not looking for you to do heaven and earth to get into the kingdom of God. It's just a simple thing. Love God and love your neighbor. Amen. He's not asking you to do big things. Open heart. Open your heart. So Jesus is saying, open your heart. Love God. And the way God knows you love him is the way you love the neighbor. Because we are not seeing God. He said, just do the simple thing. Friends, the Bible said that he birthed and he was healed. And what happened? He came back to give gratitude, to say thank you, God, for what you've done for me. Very important. He came back to say, God, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my children, for my grandchildren. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for everything. But something happened before the healing came. He was a leper. He has skin disease. And that is another part of our reflection today. We all are like Naaman, the leper. And we came into the church this morning for healing, friends. Amen. We came here that God may heal us, that God may heal our diseases. Be whatever it is, that God may take it away and give us a healed body before we leave his temple. And may God's healing fall upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. That is why we're here. And we are going to be healed by the Eucharist, by the body and blood of Christ. That is our own Jordan, where we're going to birth three times. We're going to be healed. First of all, we began with the penitential rite, the first birth. The second one is the word of God, where we are right now. And the third one that will bring us cleansing and total healing of pains, of hearts, of unforgiveness, of every kinds of things in our heart, is the body and blood of Christ. And then in turn, we will turn to say, thank you, God. Thank you for letting this burden in my heart. And I believe that we're going to walk out of this church fulfilled today. The attitude of giving thanks. Sometime, friends, ago, some of the kids in the school were asked, what are the seven wonders of the world? The last of the children wrote, what I see as the seven wonders in this world is the power to see, the power to speak, the power to hear, the power to feel a thirst, the power to have a smell, the power to walk. And then when he completed the seventh one, I discovered I don't value that I am seeing today because I woke up in the morning and my sights are open. I don't value probably that I am winning my hands because it's working. I don't see any reason to give God thanks because my hands are moving. Oh, you're supposed to move. It's a normal thing. Are you with me? I don't value that I'm walking because I woke up in the morning and my feet are on the ground and I'm walking. I can say, God, thank you because I'm walking today. I don't value my health because its health is there. Friends, you begin to value and begin to value and say, God, thank you for my sight. It's when you've not been saying, let me lead you out here because you could not see. You begin to value the gift of speech because you're not lying down and your mouth are sealed up in the hospital and pipes are inside your nose and that is how you feed. Your tongue, you don't value it. You don't say, God, thank you for my tongue because you are speaking. You know, it's the power of speech. I can even curse people with the tongue. The attitude of giving gratitude to God. Everything we have should be something to thank God for. I am not on the wheelchair. No one is pushing me. I'm not, because I'm walking. until I lose the faith, until something happened and they say I'm paralyzed. My spine, I can't even thank God because I'm still walking and my spine is working fine. I go to the gym and I do exercise. My organs, I can't even thank God for them because they're working fine, okay? Everything is working fine. No one is taking me to dialysis for cancer or for kidney failure, or no one is taking me for radiation because I have cancer. The attitude of giving thanks. We have to be thankful to God for everything around us, for our children, for everything we have. We have to be thankful because they are all gifts from God. I will not end my reflection without saying this. Most time we come to funeral, we see people cry a lot. We see people come with a lot of flowers. These are flowers we should have given to her right now, that she can see the flower and smell the flower and say, oh, thank you, this flower is so beautiful. They're saying, I love it. Why do you wait till when the person cannot feel the flowers? Why do I have to wait till when she cannot hear, I love you, you are so beautiful? Say it now. Say it now to someone. Give the flower right now. The person can feel it, can see it and say, you can add life to someone's life with that little flower. Don't wait. I met a friend who was telling me, Father, you know what? If I had known my mom would be personal, I would have done everything. I was supposed to come last 5 months to see her. She was crying not because the mom passed out. She was crying because she had a lot of things she's supposed to do, but she kept procrastinating. Friends, procrastination is not for children of God. We have to begin right now to appreciate our wife, our sisters, our brothers, our friends, people who have met a lot in our lives, to say thank you. Without you, there is no me. God sent you as an angel into my life. We got to do that. Because whatever we do when they are no longer here, they don't know about it. They just lying straight with their God. We are showing people, yes, we love them, but they would appreciate it more if we can say thank you right now. They will appreciate it more if we can say, I bought this beautiful flower for you. Thank you for those things. You know, let us think about people we need to say thanks to as we think about that to God. Let us think about people we need to say thanks to. Thank you. That is why we are called today. 10 lepers were healed. Only one came back to say, thank you, Jesus. And you know what happened? God talked about that attitude of giving gratitude is an act of faith. It's an act of faith. He knew he was healed on the way, and he turned back and said, Jesus, thank you for healing me. And then you know what Jesus said? Your faith has made you well. That is a presupposition that the 9 of them who went has something remaining in their healing, friends. When we return thanks to God, when our praises come to God, God's blessings come down upon us. God's mercy comes down upon us. God's healing comes down upon us. We have to know this. God has called us today to give thanks, to worship Him. And that is only thing we can give God for His blessings and His mercy. For His words will bless your heart. By the time you live in the church, my prayer is, may your heart be filled with gratitude. May your heart be filled with such a love and thanksgiving that, God, I never knew all these things around me are all gifts. I thought they were burdens to me. I never knew these things were all there for me to thank you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.